Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Do you like the cold opens?
What do you mean?
Like, for the last couple shows, I've been starting to talk about something unrelated to the show in the beginning while the music's still going.
I guess I missed the last couple episodes then. But I mean, no episode Sorry. Would be right without Grin and Bear playing.
But this is not Grin and Bear playing. It's Hammer and Hyde.
Aw, oh, man.
But do you like the cold opens, where we're kind of just riffing?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Do you want me to do one for this show?
Yeah.
All right. Just wait a sec.
Oh, wait. Were we not live?
No, we were. But I'm going to do a cold open now.
Oh, sick.
I'm going to wait another. I'm going to let the music go around a little bit, and then I'm going to start.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, once a lyric come in, then you can start.
Yeah.
A little too early. Like now, I can
just coming around the corner now. I see.
So I can start bringing it down now. You do any? Oh, you don't got nothing in the phones, huh?
No.
You got it in the phones now? Really?
Really?
Try another pair of phones.
Oh, sad day over here.
Really?
Really?
If you don't have anything in the phones, then I don't really know what to do. You getting anything?
Yeah,
in those?
There we go.
So the phones were broken.
All right.
Interesting. I got to start it over. I didn't get to do the cold open.
Oh, disastrous start. But now it all makes sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, this show's not easy. All right, I'm going to start the song over again, and I'm going to do the cold open. Bay! And you're getting it in the phones, right?
Yeah.
All right.
In the right ear, in the left ear.
All right, cool. Let me know if you need more or less volume. You did like New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Be less good than I was last year because I set the bar too high last year and kind of have to reset things.
Wow, that kind of turns it on its head. I like that. I didn't see you post anything on Instagram with a paragraph underneath, so I wasn't sure if you had any or not.
Yeah, no, I just posted on my Finsta account.
Yeah?
No one follows that one.
Yeah, I had some New Year's resolutions, but they probably won't stick because I didn't post an Instagram picture with a paragraph underneath it, so then it's not even real, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I didn't ask. I just assumed, didn't see anything.
Yeah, so you obviously wouldn't think so. Was that a good cold open, or should we try it again?
I think that's about as good as we're ever going to do.
Do you think so? Should I try a different bit?
All right, one more time.
What should I do this one about?
You can ask me what Santa Claus brought me for Christmas or something.
Oh, nice one. Okay, good idea. All right, ready?
Yeah. Ready, set, go.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, I didn't rewind it. All right, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Felipe! The volume on my computer wasn't all the way up.
That's what we'll do it.
So yeah. You up in Boston?
Yeah.
Christmas?
Yeah, I had a good old Christmas up in New England.
What did Santa bring you something?
Yeah, Santa Claus hung out of my chimney.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess. We gotta start again. No, we gotta do it again.
That was a real sneeze. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, but we just gotta do it again.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it again. Do you want to stick with the Santa Claus one? I feel like we had some.
Yeah, we're
building some momentum.
There's opportunity there.
All right, let's try it again. This episode is available on Podomatic or some bullshit. No, I don't like how I started. I don't want to say bullshit in the fake thing. This is on Podomatic. Is that okay?
Good? Yeah, no, we're back.
How's
on track.
The volume on your phone?
On my
In the cans.
In the cans?
Yeah.
Pretty low still, to be honest.
It's a little low. You want me to crank it?
Yeah, crank it.
Is it getting louder?
No. Now it is.
That's
all right.
Maximum. There must be something else that I'm not hitting on here.
Okay, yeah, now I'm terrified.
Is it really loud?
No.
Really? Do you hear it, though?
Yeah.
Because it's all the way up. Look, you see the knob.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all the way up.
Turn the knob down a little bit. You're scaring me.
Can you still hear me through this? Well, I'm just turning it here.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we're going to have to start again. Let's do it one more time.
Final take. All right.
And we're doing the Santa Claus one?
Yeah.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Close. So you're in Boston, right?
Yeah, dude, I was up in Boston for Christmas.
How'd that go?
Santa came.
Oh, no way. Did you hang out from the chimney?
Yeah, he came down my chimney and slid under my tree.
Did you get anything nice from him?
Yeah, I got some socks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The V-neck t-shirts or something?
One V-neck.
I mean, like
three socks.
Three socks? Three pairs? And three socks?
And a pack of gum.
The piece? Oh, no, I had an Altoid from you. Didn't have gum. Where'd you get the Altoids?
Oh, I bought those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably as good as we'll get on
that. Yeah, nailed it.
Do you think we're good on the cold open?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can keep at least one of those.
Yeah, one of those will work.
I'm still a little bit nervous about this can situation for you, my man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you able to hear it?
Yeah, I can hear everything now.
But is it insanely loud or is it normal?
It's pretty normal.
Damn, man. I don't know what that's about.
Technical issues resolved?
Yeah, I guess. Because the first one didn't even have it. Whatever. This is not what people want to hear because they can hear it.
Well,
hey,
welcome to 2019,
so nice,
Jake.
So nice, baby! This is a music news, reviews, the blues.
Hues of blues.
Tom Cruise. Ted Cruz. What's that other guy's name?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. We talk about all that.
Bahama Cruz.
Obama's cruise?
Obama's.
Obama had a really good cruise, apparently.
Sounds right.
That cruise was unparalleled.
Yep, he's still here. That's never going away.
Unquestionably great. Stronger than ever.
Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Yeah. So I'm Jake Domhusky. As always, Chris Calabrese is out this week. He is on bail?
On bail.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I just got a text from his dad and just said someone's got to step in for him tonight, and I did it.
Yeah, so of course we brought in the one and only Kevin, the Yes Man Yetman.
Yep. Never had anything better to do.
Yeah, you seem to always be free on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
But you know who else is always free on Tuesday nights? Your boy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I'm always here.
Well,
this is the first episode of 2020.
Feels right.
It does feel right. I'm very happy for it to be 2020.
I think there's going
to
be more of this year.
There's going to be a lot more of this.
Yeah.
It always seems like there's always a third party in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy. Goodbye. Dude, what's up with the breathing? Are you hearing that in your cans?
Yeah.
You're breathing real heavy into that thing.
Dude.
Hop on mic two.
Okay. I think we're better now.
Do you want to do the cold open again?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So you're on two now, and you have the cans for two.
Yeah.
So we're all set on two.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on one. This is a new.
I think the maintenance guy didn't take care of things over break here.
This is a new mic for one.
Yeah. Sounds perfect.
I'm not supposed to hit it, and I think I know why, because it doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
After I
you want that. To keep that still.
Yes. So I'm not going to move it anywhere. I don't know, man. Basically, what I wanted to do this episode is kind of think about. I mean, we already did a lot of 2018 bullshit at the end of last episode.
Yeah. All the top albums and all that.
Yeah, we did awards and stuff.
I don't need to hear any more about you and Chris's favorite things in 2018.
No. Yeah, I'm not. More. We're not Oprah.
I'm tired of that.
I don't need that stuff. This is actually something we talked about last week. Scratch your beard. You got some sound. I don't get anything.
Yeah, mine's better. That's why.
Why do I not?
Look at all this fluff in my beard.
But, like, my beard's probably as long as yours, almost as long right now.
Yeah, but...
But Chris was in here last week with, like, a weak shave, and he's like...
Yeah.
Chris, I'm not getting
Chris has fake beard.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I feel like this mic's kind of fucked up. I think I fucked
got to roll with the punches. It's not. Yeah.
First and foremost, this right here. I made. You'll remember on the last episode.
There's some sketchy things happening in front of me.
Very sketchy. On the last episode, we talked about. I remember I had an expensive juice.
Oh yeah, yeah. What was the final price? $6.25.
$7.99.
Oh, so close.
So I bought an expensive juice, and then I was listening back to the episode today, and I was remembering the price of the juice. That's a nice.
That's a hearty juice.
Yeah. And
wrapped in two plastic bags.
I'm gonna get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But when I was on the episode, I was listening back to the episode. There was a moment where I read out the ingredients to the juice, and I was like, apple, ginger, lemon. And I was like, and then when I was listening today, I was like, why the fuck did I pay $8 for just that?
Some pretty simple ingredients right there.
So then what I did is I made my own. So this is just ginger water. I haven't added apple or lemon to it, but this is homemade ginger water.
I do not want a sip of that.
So it's free.
Yeah, free.
And it's just as good. I made four mason jars of it. And the reason I wrapped it in a freezer Ziploc bag with two rubber bands wrapped around it, and then I put that into another Ziploc bag because I've never taken these mason jars on the road, so I didn't know if they were going to spill.
Yeah, honestly, if you got any leakage out of that, it just would have been impressive.
Yeah, so I didn't. And it didn't even, like, nothing got leakage. No, that. Want me to taste it? See if it's worth $8?
Have you had any yet? Are you...
I had a bottle yesterday.
Okay.
It's really good.
It looks.
You
want
to taste it?
No, it looks like dirt water.
Taste it then. All right. It's just ginger water, my
guys,
man.
Guys, if I die tonight, this is why.
It's a clean jar too. It's the first sip. What do you think?
I don't know what I just drank right there.
It's just ginger boiled in water.
It doesn't taste bad. Doesn't taste good, but I'm gonna hand this back and probably not have another sip.
Don't spill it on the board. I just saw Tom out at the bar.
Yeah?
He seemed mad.
Why?
At me, I don't know. He said something about 2018 and talking shit.
It was 2018 the year talking shit for you?
About Tom, yeah.
Are you going to turn a new leaf? Like, it's not too late to make an Instagram post and make a resolution. It's like a 2-week buffer period.
That's actually a good question. When is too late to post the resolution post?
Yeah, I'm going to give it till January 13th.
January 13th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of them are out the first and second.
Oh, obviously. But, like, there's some long tail.
So, are you talking just resolution when people do the, like, my word for 2019 is? I can even post a my word for 2019 is on January 13th?
Yeah, sure. I'm just trying to promote human growth is all.
Yeah, I guess
it's trying to let people be their better selves.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah, so are we going to lock that in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can I make one more for you?
Yeah.
Less of that creepy juice.
No way, my man. But I'm saving money.
Yeah, I guess that's cool.
Yeah, I'm saving money, but I'm also spending money on beer now.
Yeah.
Which I didn't before.
Can't have both, I suppose.
No, you can't have it all, Kevo.
Can't have juice and beers.
You can't have juice and beers. All right. What I wanted to get into this episode. Do you want to get into a song first, or you just want to dive into it?
I ain't the host here.
I just want to dive into
it. Okay, just dive into it.
I mean, just between me and you and everyone listening.
Yeah.
There's not that much good stuff that came out recently. There's good songs, but...
It is kind of like the black period in music.
It's the slow period. So there's one
song... Mariah Carey Christmas music, what's everyone going to listen to? No one's putting out new music.
Exactly. So there's not too much, but there is a lot of other stuff I want to talk about.
Okay.
So Kevin, you're a big part of this show, right?
I guess so.
You're a listener.
Yes. Most weeks.
Most weeks. You're a frequent caller.
Frequent is definitely the right word.
You're our most frequent guest.
Confirmed.
You're kind of a third leg of the show.
Gotten that before.
You help us a lot with some of the bits.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny.
I remember one specifically. We had a four-way phone call, me, you, Kevin. Oh, no, you are. Me, you, Chris, and Brian. It was the night before a show. We were trying to come up with bits last minute. And somebody had the idea for Brian to call in and do some long, boring-ass bit about taking the train or something.
Oh, yeah.
So we pitched that. We bounced that around for a while, decided what train it was going to be. And then you came up with the idea, like,
I'm just going to smoke.
Hey, maybe one of us should, maybe Chris or Jake, maybe, no, you see, I think you just said maybe someone should call and like say it's not a good bit. So then I was like, oh yeah, me or Chris will kind of just tell Brian it's not funny. And then you kind of pitched the idea of,
yeah,
that, how about I call in and say that bit sucks.
Yeah, I remember it a little bit differently. I just remember calling you out on a bad bit, but
yeah.
But yeah, usually I'm good at like funny things like that.
So yeah, I mean, you put a lot of work into the show. So, but again, there's a lot of decisions you're not involved with.
Yeah, that's
fine.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a two-man operation, but with a kickstand. I guess you're a kickstand. Me and Chris are the tires, and you're the kickstand.
Who's the front tire? Who's the back tire?
I start talking first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say I'm the front tire.
And Chris steers where this ship heads.
No, the front tire steers.
Yeah,
the back tire is the power.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I messed this metaphor up. Then I brought the ship into it.
All right. So there's a few things about what we did last year that I want to run by, get your thoughts, and see how we should attack them this year.
All right.
First thing, I know.
I'll be the handlebars. I got it.
Exactly. That's exactly what we need.
Okay. Upgraded from kickstand.
Well, you're still that, too.
Ooh. Okay.
Because have you ever laid a bike down on its side?
Of course.
What acts as the kickstand in that situation?
The pedals.
The handlebars.
Oh, yeah, true.
Well, I don't
know. It depends sometimes. It depends on where the pedals are.
If it's on a hill or something. Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but the cold opens.
The cold opens.
Where do you stand on the cold opens? You know, you want me to do an example of one?
Yeah, it seems like you really want to do one more example of a cold open.
All right, let me do another cold open.
Cold open, take 12.
All right, let me do, just to give you a little, like, example of what I'm really talking about here. Samples it back. 30 for 30. Yo, you ever see any of these, like, movies, man? You ever catch this shit in the theater?
I've seen some movies, man.
Dude, you ever get fucked up by some of those things?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My head's in, like, fucking...
Bird Box?
Dude. I went to the theaters and saw Bird Box. My head was fucking in knots, my man.
Dude, I went to the AMC with the reclining chairs and watched Bird Box.
Dude. Oh, my God. I went to Hollywood Video the other day.
Yeah.
Picked up a copy of Bird Box.
The one right next to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost my effing ass, dude.
Dude, I get it.
Laughed my effing A off, my man. So that's
I never got into the song that long before. That's pretty far.
Have you ever heard the full song?
No.
Oh. I feel like we should play it sometime because it's a really good song. Cold open. So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
do you like the cold open or not?
I don't like them.
You don't like
them? I don't like them.
Is it, do you not like it at all, or am I just not doing a good job?
No, you do a great job here.
Because the last one I was like, oh, should I do like a stunt? You do like a stunt? That was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So maybe I'm just not doing a good job.
I just like a clean-cut show, you know?
Oh, so you like it, music starts, show starts. Mm-hmm. You don't like any of this pretend, like,
yeah,
I didn't know the mics were on bullshit?
Yeah.
All right.
I want a clean run of the show.
All right, that's a good note.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand on the cold opens.
Yep.
Is that...
And the handlebars. Are turning right.
This is a big one. What are your thoughts on the icebox in 2018?
Overall in the icebox in 2018?
How did we do? Dude, also, I'm hurting over here, dude. I chopped the shit out of my fingers.
You were missing half your thumb. It's actually...
And my other finger. And this finger, too. Okay,
can you...
I just kept cutting myself this week.
Gotta put the sharp objects away.
Because I cut myself once, and then I was cooking, and I think I overcompensated for my injured finger, and I cut another one, and I was opening a box today,
was
and
this,
I overcompensated again.
Was this with the juice, man?
No, pre-juice.
Hopefully that juice can heal it.
It's fucked up.
Icebox, all right? Icebox.
How did we do this year?
All right, Icebox is obviously best thing about this show. All the fans are saying it. They call in. Like, talk about the icebox.
Allie Darn likes to come in and talk about the icebox.
I want more icebox in 2019.
More icebox?
More icebox. Wow. Not in terms of length of the segment. No.
Do you want...
More items in and out of the icebox.
In the same amount of time?
In any given show.
In the same amount of time? So you want Chris to just speak in, like, double speed?
I've always been a fan of the Chris double speed, rifling off things, pulling them out, just chucking them into the icebox.
Because in like January of last year, the icebox would be like me saying something and us talking about it for 5 minutes, and then Chris would say something and us talking about it for 5 minutes. But by the end of last year, the icebox just became Chris reading the headlines of Stereo Gum in order.
Yeah.
And then me being like, yeah, okay.
Good
and then
counter.
Him just moving on to the next one.
But also, the fans are just so... Everyone knows what the icebox is now. You don't have to take your time with it. Like,
that's true.
We had to ease into it.
Yeah. We are still getting new listeners, my man.
Yeah.
We're always still getting new listeners. That's true. And I guess just a sneak peek, we have a new Icebox theme song coming. I think we're going to play it next week. We're going to debut it.
Oh, man.
I'm excited for it. Kevin doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
I told him a little bit about it, but he hasn't heard the song.
I heard rumors.
So that's the Icebox. You want more content in the same amount of time.
Yes. And my other qualm with the Icebox is always, I wanted one consistent theme song. I was tired of the back and forth.
Yeah, that was a joke that was not funny.
It was funny at first, but it just lasted weeks and weeks.
Well, one of the reasons it kept switching back and forth is because sometimes Chris would bring his personal laptop and sometimes he would bring his work.
Yeah.
And he had one on one and one on the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we had no choice.
Yeah, you got to tidy that up a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
Clean show, clean icebox.
Clean shaven.
Maybe.
Last three shows of the year, award show and top albums. Did you hate it or did you love it? Did you even listen?
Yeah, I listened. And, I mean, the award shows, I guess, was pretty good.
The top album shows, it's a lot of music, and people don't really like the music on this show.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone comes here for the music.
I'm 100% sure that no one comes here for the music. I've heard a lot of people tell me that they either play video games or just do something else when a song comes on and pause that when we start talking again. And that's not even made up. And that's almost an Icebox move, because this is a goddamn music show.
Yeah. I mean, everything changes, man.
Yeah. But again, we're 22 minutes in and...
No music.
No tunes, so...
The award show is a little bullshit.
What is that? Are you biased?
Okay, the first award was best host or something. I don't even remember what I won, because there was like 12 different host categories. Just the categories were confusing. I thought I won some huge prize, but then you gave out the same prize to 10 more people. And
I can find the doc.
At home, I was sad.
I got 2019 awards right here.
What was the name of that award I won? Never got my trophy, by the way.
Which one are you talking about?
I won like best host.
Oh, you won most interesting guest.
Most interesting guest. In my brain.
Why the fuck would you think you won best host?
Because that was the first thing. I'm like, all right, most interesting guest.
But it's got the word guest.
Yeah, sorry.
And then I think you were in. Well, then you had. What was it? Competition?
I think I got nominated for best feud. With second best guest?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I forget.
I don't know. I just felt like I didn't come home with what I deserved. But
Game changer of the year.
It's fine.
Papa John.
Oh, yeah. That
makes
sense.
He's not a racist.
He's not a racist.
He didn't know who was on the call.
I hope he had a good...
He didn't know who was on the call.
I hope he had a good holiday.
I hope so, too. I know we just talked about this. The live show.
Oh, the live show.
Where do you stand on the live show?
Definitely would like to see that make a comeback in 2019. That was a good time.
That was a fun-ass time.
Yeah. That was just around the corner. We had a lot of friends out there for that one.
We did. That was a big turnout. I was actually very surprised at how many people showed up.
Yay.
Because there was people I didn't know there. Which I was like blown away by the fact that anyone would want to watch me talk
just,
that I didn't know.
Just going to keep growing.
Unreal.
Especially once you start implementing these new ideas I'm giving you. It'll just get better.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this, my man. That's why we're doing this.
So, yeah, I think if we do another live show, it'll just be bigger and better than the last one.
Did you say we?
Yeah.
You said we?
Oh, sorry. I thought you had to get to the venue with your kickstand and your handlebars.
We're not there yet. We're close.
Well, I was there last time, too. Remember?
You were there last time.
I was on stage.
And you were on stage, and you came up first, and I think I called you out about the funny bit that we did. But then you were telling Brian that his bit wasn't funny.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was on stage.
Yeah. It was a big moment.
At that time. That was very intense.
So, yeah, bring that back, please.
And then that dude, that drunk dude came up, that Italian guy. Because he was putting that something in the icebox, and I was like, get up here.
And you put him in the icebox? Oh.
And then everyone also agreed that he should be in the icebox. That was good.
Man. The It's All Nice and Ice community really got together in that one.
They really did.
Really just put that guy in the icebox.
You know what else the whole fucking community got together is when I put Halloween in the icebox. Talk about 100 against 1.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was getting booed left and right. There was nobody in the audience who was on my side. That
really didn't work for you.
It's messed up. I'm going to go. Let's talk about the phone calls.
Phone calls.
Do you like how are the phone calls going in 2018?
Good. Phone calls are great. We want listeners to call into our show.
My show.
Yeah, your show, our show. There were just a few times where there's some technical difficulties there where I would call in and you'd answer, but you couldn't hear me and I'm talking, making jokes.
I think
jokes.
There was another time when someone else was on the phone doing an over like a bit that was too long and you kept calling in during that call and we were getting some weird sound effects.
Yeah, I think that happened too, yeah. So phone calls can be cleaned up a bit, but I don't think it's any fault of your own, and I welcome them. I would love 5 people to call in today if they could.
Oh, yeah. You want to read the phone number out?
Oh, yeah. If you want to call in tonight, it's 718-928-9732.
That's right.
718-928-9732.
Give us a call.
I have it saved in my contacts.
What do you have it under?
I-A-O-N.
I-A-N-O-I.
Yeah, that.
Cool. I feel like I'm dragging on too long with this bit now, and I don't really want to finish it.
One more.
The only thing I had left was, how do you feel about our Instagram, and how do you feel about our guests in 2018?
Instagram? Pretty funny. More sponsored content, less burps.
I didn't just burp. That wasn't me. It was me, okay? I did a little burp. I'm going to build a wall around the burp.
A few less president burps, impersonations would probably be better as well.
The burps are going to pay for it.
More.
The burps cannot pay for it because it's just a bodily function.
This is not my president.
Who, Obama?
You, Jake. You are not my president.
That's true.
Yeah.
More polls. More icebox polls?
Yeah, more icebox polls.
We stop that.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone wants it. You know it.
You want to play a song and then we'll get into my part two?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
My part two of this would definitely be as unfunny.
That's
as
pretty
this
good.
Part. Yeah. Not too optimistic. I'm going to play a song right now. New track from Mike Posner called Move On. He's got an album coming out soon. I'm really psyched about this track.
Number one Mike Posner fan over here.
Huge Mike Posner fan. I was with someone, with a friend earlier tonight, and I asked her, I said, do you listen to Mike Posner? And then she gave me a weird look, and I quickly added to the end, I said the word, anymore. And that kind of saved it.
Yeah.
He's got a new single out. He came out with like 2 or 3 albums in the past 3 years, which kind of were under the radar. This song is pretty sweet. It's called Move On. We're going to listen to it, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about how I want to act in 2019.
Sounds that makes good.
I got some props.
Oh, no.
So we're going to play Move On by Mike Posner. We'll be back in a minute.
I wish Tracy Chapman was my friend. She would know exactly what to say. Beginnings always hide themselves in ends. At some point I will be okay. I got high when I met you. I got high to forget you. I feel pain, I don't want to, but I have to, yeah, I have to. If I wanna move on, if I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on. If I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on, move on. If I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on. Went to see some shaman in LA to hear some things I wanted to hear. Everyone just wants to feel good,
Is this going to be the new Lion King, or?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Chance the Rapper's going to do a cover of it next week, probably. I don't know. I'm a big fan of that song. I'm really excited to see what he comes out with next year.
Yeah, I can truly say that I haven't actively listened to Mike Posner in probably 10 years.
Since Cooler Than Me.
Yeah. That was probably 10 years ago, right?
Maybe over. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it could have been 10 years ago. Like maybe 8.
Yeah.
8 or 10. I don't know. I'm just excited. I think he's just become such an amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
And like,
he definitely knows a lot of things behind the scenes for other people too.
And I think that, I mean, I was kind of telling you during the song, but I think that that fact of him being such a good songwriter and composer and arranger, that it kind of gets over the fact that it's like folk pop for me. Yeah. Like, I can almost look past the fact that I don't really like the instrumentation of it, that it's good enough for me.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to listen to his old stuff. That's okay.
And Bring Me the Horizon's new shit.
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to trash on that.
I am. Just fucking around.
Yeah. There's some bad music out there.
All right. What are the, now, for this part.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Back into year in review, 2018.
I'm not happy with who I've been, Kevin.
As a host?
Show. Yeah.
Lay it on me.
You know this Jake thing that I do?
Yeah. You're not the real Jake when you step into this room.
I know. This is like played out and it's all bullshit.
Yeah, we can all see right through it.
Yeah. So they need something new.
Yes.
So I've made a list of new personas for me to take.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted,
okay,
a lot of them are just like nicknames now, so I want to work through some of them.
But half the persona is the nickname.
Exactly. So I want to see if we can go through some of these and see if there's anything we like and kind of pull some.
Yeah, we definitely got to, we got to spice you up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is so, dude, what I do is so.
Chris is taking over the show. You got to step it up.
I know. I'm just like, everyone is just so sick of I talk like this, and then
I'm Jake. Oh, yeah,
so
dude.
We
all hate
annoying
it
at this point. The first one on the list, this is something I've tried before in the past. I did like 5 minutes of an episode, but doing like a Mr. Cool character.
All right, so you're reaching in your bag.
I have a lot of props.
Oh, gosh.
Can you get the phone ready to snap some pics?
you got to Instagram live it right now.
Because like, we never really do. I'm going to give you my phone.
Okay.
I'm
going to post like all these tonight.
Mr. Cool.
Yeah, that's I'm not sure this is working for you.
Oh, that's my sunglasses case. I mean, like, okay, so I have the sunglasses on now. And Mr. Cool would kind of be like, yeah, Mike Posner used to be cool. Yeah, I mean, I listened to Mike Posner when I was in diapers.
I think Mike Posner was making fun of those kind of people when he wrote that song.
What, Move On?
No.
It's about his dad dying.
Cooler Than Me.
Oh, Cooler. Okay, cool. Yeah, but then what do you think like a Mr. Cool character would be? Like,
All right. Take the sunglasses off for a sec.
Okay.
You looking at me?
I got
you. All right. You got it right here, buddy.
Yeah. So let's not do Mr. Cool.
Yeah, no. Mr. Cool is a hard no.
Okay. The next one, the Stick Man.
All right. Expand. The Stick Man?
This one, I just kind of have the name.
Purely nickname?
But maybe I'll put the sunglasses on again.
The Stick Man. All right.
The Stick Man.
This is getting better.
Like, hey, it's all nice and ice. You got here. Sundays with the Stick. Oh, no, we're not on Sundays anymore.
Tuesdays.
You're here with the Stick Man. No, but then I would kind of be like, hey, and we're here with the Stick Man.
Yeah.
What do you think the Stick Man sounds like?
Hey, guys, you're here with the Stick Man.
Hey, guys, you're here with the Stick Man.
Yeah, I don't know about the Stick Man.
You don't like the Stick Man?
Yeah. It came off hot, but.
So what do you think of? Because I originally thought of the Stick Man as a persona. And then when I was picking out props later, I found another thing that added a lot to the Stick Man.
Ooh.
So what do you think like the Stick Man is?
Honestly, this is probably not right at all, but my brain just went praying mantis.
That's what the first purpose
all
was.
All right.
But you know what?
What? Oh, God, this has to stop right now. Stick Man can't be bad drummer. Didn't Chris already call dibs on that too? Who's the drummer in your band?
I'm just the Stick Man.
Hmm. Yeah, that might have been worse than Cool Guy.
Mr. Cool.
Mr. Cool.
Do you want to take a picture of the stick man doing his thing? Oh,
no one deserves this. I'm sorry for everyone listening. We'll fix this show. Don't worry.
Okay. Do you want the next one? You don't like the stick man.
No.
You don't like the praying mantis or the drum stick man.
Was praying mantis ever...
That was the original one.
Yeah.
And then the sticks. It's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
So you don't like the...
No. Okay. Ladder stick man needs to
so
stop.
We don't need that stick
no.
man. All right. What about this one?
All right.
The walking smile.
I'm so creeped out.
Jake, the walking smile Domowski, baby.
I mean, I guess it's good in the sense that no one can see what you look like
What's
right now.
What's up, Kevin?
Oh, you're smiling way too much. I feel...
Kev.
Now
what's
you're trying
up,
to,
buddy?
You're pulling out the Obama voice a little
How
bit.
How you doing, man? It's good to see you. Should I do the sunglasses, too? Oops. Hey!
You just really want to be the guy that wears sunglasses indoors,
welcome
don't you?
Welcome to the show, baby! I'm the walking smile.
All right. Feels like you should be...
You good?
No, I'm not good. I don't like this.
You don't like
this,
the walking
no.
smile? Okay.
Please have something better.
I have three more props, but I'm not ready for him. How about this one?
Okay.
Shadow.
All right, I like where we're at.
Welcome to the show.
Feels tame.
This is It's All Nice on
Subdued.
Ice.
Subdued.
We got some new music for you. We got a lot of music reviews.
Reviews.
I don't know. We're just kind of here to set the mood right. We got some great songs to start out the show. I did a nice cold open for you about New Year's resolutions.
The lights off is a huge touch.
Lights off is a huge touch. That actually kind of... This is Jake talking again, but this kind of that the lights off thing kind of goes into my next one a bit. But Shadow. You like Shadow?
Shadow's number one so far.
Like maybe Shadow's even got sunglasses.
So you're going lights off, sunglasses.
And maybe even.
No.
Maybe he's got the sticks.
No.
Hey, welcome to It's All Nice on Ice.
No.
Okay. So no. Not the sunglasses or the.
OG Shadow is okay.
Did you like Shadow with the sunglasses?
Sunglasses in the dark, I guess, is kind of funny, but at the same time, it's a radio show, so no one sees that, so it's just kind of sad.
True. Did you get a picture of... Well, Shadow doesn't really have a
picture.
Yeah,
I couldn't take one in the dark.
All right, what about this one? Flip style.
Yeah?
Flip style. It's flip style, baby! Welcome to the show! We're gonna have a good one tonight. You're listening to Flip Style. How you doing?
I'm a little hyped, I suppose.
Let's get it going. Let's get the party started.
But you do got to remember, it's like a Tuesday at 10 o'clock at night. And
yeah, but that doesn't affect Flip Style, man.
That...
And maybe even Flip Style's got
the sunglasses.
On sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe Flip Style comes out. Hey, baby!
Really?
He's got the sticks going.
Dang. Like, OG Jake just might have been the best so far. No. No.
But you like Flip Style though, without the glasses
no,
in the.
No. No. No.
All right. You want another one?
We got more. Let's go.
I got a lot more.
Oh shit.
Sparkle Dodger. Yeah. Now I need help with this one.
That was a nickname we were calling you behind your back to begin with.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Damn. So then maybe we should just skip that one because it might offend me.
Oh, sorry. Never thought about your feelings like that before.
That's okay. Kickback.
I got
an addition to the New Yorker.
Yeah.
He's eating a lollipop on the front.
Yeah, like
maybe
that.
I'll just like flip to like, maybe I'll just open up to a page and be like.
Do a crossword puzzle or something?
Yeah, the ranch fire broke out sometime in the morning. Oh, hey, welcome to It's All Nice on Ice. You know, I mean, I'll read like this article called Back to the Blackboard. Do students have constitutional rights?
No, yeah, this is a good idea. But
what's this guy's name? Kickback.
Kickback.
This is Kickback.
But it doesn't feel fun or engaging for me.
No, I guess it's boring to have someone read.
Yeah.
But you know what I could do to spice it up?
But I think you should do more Kickback in like your personal time.
But do you know what?
Just put down the drumsticks, put down the sunglasses.
I could put the glasses on and you know what else I could
do? Oh
my
gosh, I'm about to walk out.
I could do the click. No. Okay.
Can I just grab those drumsticks from you?
No, I'm not done yet.
Oh, God.
This one might offend you a little bit.
Okay.
This one might be a little personal.
Honestly, everything so far has been pretty offensive, okay. So let's see what you got.
JD51, the original Tom Brady.
Okay, I'm offended. What's up here?
JD51.
JD.
It's my initials, and then when I used to play football, my number was 51. So JD51. You know TB12?
Yeah.
This is JD51.
Oh my God, you're so embarrassing.
It's basically me being like, I haven't had a strawberry in such a long time. That's basically what it's like.
Dude, I just saw you drink some juice.
Yeah, it's ginger.
An apple and...
Well, that's that. I'm not doing TB12.
Okay.
I'm doing JD51.
Okay, so JD51 just doesn't eat strawberries?
Yeah, no. And he... I mean, I don't know. Do you like JD51?
How many Super Bowl rings does he have?
doesn't have any, because he gave up football when he was a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But JD, I don't know. You don't seem into...
Yeah, I mean, if he's kind of...
Should I even grab the glasses and
sit sticks? On your hands right now. Do you not touch him.
Okay, I won't do the glasses and sticks. And maybe...
Fidget spinner Jake?
Maybe he's got a fidget spinner. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a fidget spinner.
Is it the like ADD kicking in?
Yeah, he's got a little attention problem.
Okay.
Can you take a picture of the fidget spinner guy? I mean, come on, my man. It's weird coming through the mic. You hearing that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that can add nothing to the show, so I don't really get the idea there.
All right. Well, there's a fidget spinner. Okay. How about this KevBot?
Okay.
What if I do you?
It's a good... Okay, yeah.
What if I'm just do you from now on?
Whoa.
Like, what if I am Kevin from now on? All right. What if I'm KevBot?
How would you do that?
I would just act like you.
Okay.
I'd come in like,
it's cool
to be here. Oh my God.
That sounds nothing like my voice.
I'm so psyched.
I mean, anything that has more Kevin in it, I think you're going to get better reviews. So definitely better than JD51. Yeah, I wear sunglasses sometimes. Definitely not indoors. I do play drums.
You do play drums, so.
I would never do this though. You're just being a very bad KevBot right now.
So maybe we don't do KevBot.
Yeah, maybe I'll just handle KevBot.
Trump stump.
Do you do the accent?
I'll do it.
No.
I will do it all the time.
No, we can't have any more of that.
I will do the accent whenever I need to do the accent, okay?
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I think the 3 minutes you do every episode with that is enough.
And then he's a germaphobe, too.
So I have Trump stump?
One of them is. I haven't decided which one. Maybe kickback. No, Sparkle Dodger.
Yeah, he is.
Sparkle Dodger should be, yeah. All right. I have, and then one last one. Horror scope.
Ooh, okay. This actually sounds like it'd be a funny bit right now.
It's like a horoscope, but yeah. It's horror scope.
Yeah, I picked up on that pretty fast.
So I don't have any material for this.
Okay.
Though, which sucks. Because it sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah. I think there's a horoscope character who came prepared to episodes moving forward in 2019. That could be kind of funny.
It could be something for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't have it.
You are a Pisces. And you are going to burn in hell.
Here, take the drumsticks.
Oh my God, no.
Do a beat.
All right, I'm going to do a beat.
Dude, then do heart. Wow. Threw them in the trash.
Yeah, right in the trash. One miss.
Do you want the sunglasses?
You can hold on to those.
Don't throw them in the garbage.
Okay, yeah. Those actually look kind of nice. Yeah, hold on.
Put them on.
Yeah.
Do you want the fidget spinner?
I mean, I'm getting bored over here, so I might as well do something.
Just spin it, baby.
Yeah, I'll spin that.
I can't believe you threw the sticks. That's kind of fucked up.
I'm sorry. I'm just best host over here.
It's just the best host.
This is a good fidget spinner. Nice.
It's a good one, right?
These are good sunglasses, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
You should try the drumsticks.
Oh, no. They're in the trash.
Do you want the New Yorker?
No. I don't really like to read.
All right. That's all the personas I had. Do you think any of them are keepers, or should I just still do the same bullshit I've been doing?
Just do the same bullshit.
Fuck, man. I didn't want to do another year of this.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Honestly, I'm pretty bummed because I was really rooting for you to do something
I'm
better.
I'm sure all the fans wanted me to do literally anything else besides this, but I can't. I don't have anything.
Just be the Jake that has less juice, less drumsticks, more horror scopes.
And more sparkle dodging.
Yeah. Keep up the sparkle dodging.
All right.
You're crushing it.
Thanks, buddy. I don't have much else. I want to play a song before we hop into the icebox. Well, no. I want to end on a... Today's Bowie's birthday.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's got to be the outro there.
Yeah, I want to play a song to play out. That song's... That's only a 3-minute song. We got to fucking head... We got to go till like... We got to go another 10 minutes.
Oh, you're just trying to... Oh, you're trying to just waste time now?
No. What do we got? Do you want to head in the icebox?
Yeah, we can hop in there.
And I'm not going to lie to you that this is my... I don't have my personal computer. This is my work computer, so I do not have any of the icebox theme songs on here. So there's nothing I can play.
All right.
I have the new one. Should I debut it, maybe?
No, I don't deserve that right now.
Why not?
All right.
Nah, I feel like I should wait. Nah, I'll play it. Nah, I don't know if I want to.
If anything is going to salvage the episode, would be new icebox. But
yeah, I know. Let me see if I can... I'm going to give Chris a call and see if he answers. I don't know if he will.
Does he get his cell phone in jail?
He's on bail. I don't know. Is he on bail or is he in jail? I couldn't understand what he said.
I think in jail, and then no one had the money to post his bail.
Oh. Damn. Well, then he definitely doesn't have his phone.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Can you call the radio station?
Yeah?
Yeah, because I called you on my phone, and I'm holding it up to the mic, so can you just call?
Want me to give you a call?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll give you a call.
All right, bye. What do you want
to do? I should have read the number to him. No?
He knows it.
718-932. I almost memorized it.
718-928-9732.
I should probably take these sunglasses off.
Do you think you're having fun this episode or what?
Yeah. I feel like I'm being the best, so that's pretty cool for me.
Yeah, I mean, there we go.
I wonder who that can be.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
It's Kevin.
What's going on? Nothing, dude. We're doing pretty well. We kind of came to a halt there, and we're going to go to the icebox, but I have my work computer, so I don't have either of the old icebox theme songs, so I could play the new one, but I wanted to wait for you. What do you think?
I think you should go for it.
Should I play the new one?
This was not my idea, Chris.
Him? My man hung up.
Those men's in jail. Kept
all right,
costly.
Well, I guess let's play the new...
God's blessing.
Let's play the new Icebox theme song?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited. Get in the Icebox.
I hope this is the right song. Oh, was not the right song. I am very sorry.
Jake is on one tonight.
This is the new Icebox theme song.
Yeah. Life in the fridge. Bruv, that's what's going on, mate. It's cold out here, you get me?
London town, how much I rate you? Welcome to the Icebox. That's the new Icebox theme.
That's a real song?
It's a real song. Should I say what song it is, or should I just keep it as a little secret?
Keep it as a little secret.
Yeah, I'll keep
it. If someone finds that.
Hey, hi.
Hey, what happened?
You hung up on me, right? So I hung up on you, motherfucker.
We just listened to the new song. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, did you hear it?
No, you hung up on me.
I thought it sounded like he hung up on me, right? Because he asked, and then I tried to talk to you, but you went away. I think you're in jail, right?
Yeah, the cement walls are.
Yeah, the cement
timing
walls.
Was almost too good. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my god.
Oh, jeez.
Hi.
Sorry, I was in my friend's cell, and I was walking to my cell, and I lost signal.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were in jail or on bail. I didn't remember what you said.
I'm up for bail, but no one has paid for that.
That's what I said, dude. That's what I said.
Got it. So, Chris, just to give you... Have you been listening? Do you have radio in there?
We have a black and white TV.
But we're Do you know that this show isn't
Brooklyn on the TV?
Oh, okay, cool.
That's pretty cool.
So wait, is it like Instagram Live?
It's literally exactly like Instagram Live.
Oh,
like the
how
black
nice.
And white TV that gets radio version.
And then is there a beginning part where like one of the guys is like, I don't really, I think they changed it. I forget how to do this. Is there that part in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And that
it
comes
work.
With you.
Yeah, like that.
What did you think of the episode?
Frankly, I had to clean the bathrooms during it, but all my boys in prison were real into it. All
right, nice. Like a riotous laughter.
Ooh. They said that they really liked Kevin's fourth joke.
Oh.
Do you remember which one
that was?
That was
like
Kevin?
Within the first 30 seconds. I think it was
yeah,
when I said Santa Claus came down my chimney.
No, he was hanging out in your
exactly
chimney.
Yeah, hanging out
dude,
in my
that
chimney.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
We were all laughing over here, too.
Yeah, dude, we were pretty rapid fire in the beginning. Are you excited to listen back to this episode?
Actually, I don't really have any way to listen back.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll put it on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't have... I'm calling from a payphone, so...
Yeah, but don't they have Wi-Fi?
No.
Do you want me to put it on the TV? I can put it on the TV. You know what? I was thinking
about...
Put on
a rerun.
I'll put on a rerun. But Chris, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about maybe pressing our podcast to vinyl.
Oh, dude, sell that in Urban Outfitters.
And then mail it to me.
Yeah.
And then mail me all the pieces of a record player. I could probably build it. And then we could listen.
If you build it,
every week,
Jake and Chris will come in their pants.
I'm going to hang out
what?
At home.
Huh?
What?
Who? No, sorry. I think you cut out there.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Kevin, how is everything feeling organic in there?
The only organic thing in here is Jake's juice.
Yeah. Oh, Chris.
Oh, what do we got?
No, I made my own.
What?
Dude, I made ginger water.
It sucked.
It's not good?
No, Chris.
Okay, the stuff that's in your toilet in your cell that is your juice, Chris, it's probably better than Jake's juice.
Well, because, Chris, you're probably
the
making,
guys
like...
The guys like the juice.
You're making, like, potato vodka in there, right?
No, we're actually making ginger water, it's called.
Oh, wait, I'm doing the same thing, but in, like, with real ingredients and stuff.
Yeah, same.
But, Chris, when you listen to the show back, you'll hear it, that Kevin tried it.
It sucked.
How did he feel?
I did not like it. I'd rather pay $7.99.
Are you gonna put it on vinyl or the rerun?
I'm definitely gonna do a rerun. I might try to press some of these on vinyl. Like the Wand Aquarium episode was real big. The Gravy Train episode was real big.
A small
I might
Duncan.
Try to put some of those on vinyl.
Yeah, okay.
A juice, dude.
Kevin, juice. Kevin like had some going on.
Nope.
Yeah, Chris, just for a run through of what we went on this episode, I talked to Kevin about some things that we've done in 2018, whether we want to do in 2019. And I was walking through some new personas for me, maybe. Cause do you agree that like the Jake thing is like overdone at this point?
Yeah. Seriously, I think it would be a real good persona if you took your total word count and made it like 15% of that.
That's kind of the stick man.
Yeah.
You'll listen, you'll hear it back.
Yeah, actually.
There's a character called the stick man.
I was leaning towards the stick man too. That makes sense.
We like that one?
Yeah.
Or is that Shadow?
No, the stick man was more like going to be the kind of guy that doesn't really do that much.
What's the Shadow?
Do you just watch the rerun?
It's not
right?
The Shadow. It's just Shadow.
Oh, the rerun. Sorry, yeah.
Do you want to hear the names?
Did you? Yeah. Can I just... yeah, all right.
I'll just give you... I mean, everyone else has already heard this, but I know you're hearing it for the first time, so I just want to be polite to you. These are the different personas we were working with. A character called Mr. Cool.
Mm.
We had the Stick Man.
Okay.
The Walking Smile.
Ooh, okay.
Shadow.
Okay.
Flip style. Sparkle Dodger,
okay.
I love that one.
Kickback. JD51, the original Tom Brady.
Okay.
Kevbot.
Okay.
Trump Stump.
Trump Stump, okay.
And then the last one, which Kevin really was, really gravitated towards, was a character called... Horoscope.
Can you tell me a little bit,
Kevin,
about
the horoscope thing?
You're a Pisces and you're going to burn in hell.
That's kind of what we worked out for horoscope.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That was really good.
But like, I think it's not for
me.
So
I think I might do horoscope.
Yeah, it's definitely not for me.
All right, I'll be back next week. Thanks.
Horoscope.
Horoscope.
But what are we leaning towards now? We're leaning towards kickback and shadow.
And Stickman.
And the Stickman.
And Trump stump, I think.
What? No, last place.
Just kidding. Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah.
Thank you.
What is kickback?
Kickback's kind of just a guy, man. Like, we can listen to some music if you want. Yeah, I like Mike Posner.
Ooh. Okay. That kind of made me feel good.
We played
also
that song.
A little bad. How did everyone like it?
Kevin, not pleased.
What was the social media reaction to us playing it?
I mean, it was electric, but not positive.
Thumbs down.
Kevin, you're not down?
Yeah, thumbs down.
Kevin was not down.
Oof.
I was expressly down.
Yeah, you were super pumped on that.
Yeah. So were you. Don't even act cool.
Jake, I sent you an Instagram earlier from the TV that I had of you that Blonde is back in the Billboard 200.
I noticed that. How fun.
What's going on with that?
I don't know, man. I guess everyone's having a little trouble, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
Can
that
I put
I've...
something in the icebox?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we need it. We got a minute and a half. Oh, wait, no. No. It's David Bowie's birthday.
You got 30 seconds.
No. It's David Bowie's birthday. I got to play a David Bowie song. I'm sorry, Chris.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about it next week. I love you. Bye.
Love you too,
man. This is David Bowie, always crashing in the same car. Everybody have a good night. I really want to play this song. It's David Bowie's birthday.
Post Malone, Crocs, Collab, Icebox.
Always looking